Remember in the local hour, we were talking about webcams.
Yeah.
We used to just be a webcam, and we had puppet shows, and we had pre-recorded interviews. Oh, we had board games that were left over from sports bang often that we just play. I think we had Jenga tournaments.
Oh, yeah, the Jenga.
The good old days.
For those of you who weren't with us during those good old days of the webcam, we thought that we could make it entertaining throughout a show on a webcam by doing things like playing Jenga. I don't remember the puppet show. What was the puppet show?
We had sock puppets. I think yeah. what was the sock puppet? We had a sock
Judd
puppet.
Apatow. Yeah. I had a Judd Apatow sock puppet under my desk for
probably still there. It's probably still under the
desk. That was early Fusion days. We got a lot of pushback from the Fusion TV execs, Billy, like no more puppet shows.
Well, no, that was pre-Fusion. That's when we were just, I think, a webcam, and then we went over to Fusion, and then right. I think our puppet budget went up a little bit. And after like the third puppet that I designed on a white sock that I bought at Walmart, I was like, I don't think these puppets are ever going to see the light of day. Let me stop wasting so much time drawing beards on socks and blue eyes and green eyes and making them as accurate as possible, because it doesn't seem like this is really going to take off.
I think we're headed back to a webcam.
This time we're charging you $12.99.
You better get those puppets ready. You better find those damn puppets. People on ESPN Plus are going to want to pay for that. You better start drawing more beards on socks, boy. Apatow? Why was there Judd Apatow?
Why not? It might still be here. Or wait, didn't you? I think there was a day during the summer where it was pouring and your socks got drenched and you put on the Judd Apatow puppet.
I don't know if I put on the Judd Apatow puppet, but I know I was mocked for having this big thing of socks for the longest time. And then it became a thing where every time it rained, I was handing out a pair of socks to people whose socks got wet. So it ended up being worth it, I guess. The Judd Apatow puppet, though, man, I put it like a water bottle inside and like a little balloon, and the balloon deflated, and then it started looking like something totally different, and that was like a whole other, like, I think this needs to be removed from the office.
What else do you remember from the webcam days? Like, when would that have been, and what was the story of the webcam? Because I'm drawing almost a total blank on how it is we were webcamming. And this was before we were on Fusion Television, which would have been, what, five, 6 years ago?
Billy, I think it was back right at Waxy. It was right before we went and became it.
No, was ESPNRadio.com.
Oh, yeah, and I was doing the FaceTime. Right, okay. I got you.
It was ESPNRadio.com. That's where we'd tell people to stream. We had an all-blue background. I recently saw a photo from this. I think it was 2014 when we first moved in there. There was zero color to that studio, and we had a crate of costumes, and occasionally Stugatz would just give Easter eggs for the people and wear like a Deadpool mask or something like that. We have diehard fans. I would really love for you guys to flood at Levitard Show. If you have stills from those days where we were webcam only, send them over, because it's good nostalgia for us.
Do you guys know the story? Because this is actually a symbolic story for our entire turbulent ride, roller coaster ride at ESPN. Do you guys know the story, knowing what we know now about Disney culture, Disney structure, of how it is that this studio came to be peppered the way that it is with all of this artwork and stopped being a blue background? Like, do you know the backstory on that? I don't know whether I've told this story.
You came in one day with your brother and you just hung it up and asked for permission.
This is what happened. We were supposed to go on air, and I was wondering like when somebody was going to call me or tell me like what some of the things are we were going to do. And this was going way back, where I kept wondering 2 weeks before we were about to start a national radio show, I kept wondering why nobody at ESPN seemed to know what it is we do or how it is we do it. We were about to start and we were getting precious little information. And then they told us, hey, we're starting on Monday. And I'm like, where and how and what will the studio look like? And it was going to be that blue background, the same thing that it had always been. And me and my brother came in here on the Sunday before we started on Monday and just started putting things up. And what I would have paid that Monday morning to see the face on the executive who got mad because something that hadn't been authorized was looking like this on television. And I didn't do it purposely trying to break any rules. I just didn't want the studio to look. Mike, do you remember how that looked? I didn't want to start with a studio that looked unbelievably crappy.
Right. It looked colorful, and even still to this day, our artwork is a bit of an acquired taste. It's just a bunch of cartoon faces, and you're like, what is this acid trip? So, but ESPN, we'd still probably be waiting for an answer on art if you didn't
well,
come
right.
in that
Sunday. I mean, that is correct. I wish I'd known then what I know now. I would have done all that on purpose, weeks in advance. Like, I would have just been shooting, at, you know, rolling hand grenades across the floor if I could have. But I don't remember any of the details of that webcam day, except for there was one day in this studio where we had a bunch of pool floaties for some reason. We were all fooling around. What? It was a. Do you not remember?
No, I remember the pool
a bunch
floaties.
Of pool toys. Like I was wearing a rubber duck pool floaty.
Yes, I'm just trying to remember why and like.
No, just visually.
Yeah, it was just visual gags, visual rewards right. for the people because we set out to change WebStream.
And what you and your brother did to the studio was your second most memorable decorating of the studio. The first was the when we came in and there was just Dumbos. All over the studio.
Nobody ever asked. You know the bleep storm that caused Dumbos all
yes.
over the studio?
Yes, I do.
Yep, Mike's aware.
Are we allowed to talk about any of that?
I mean, we probably not. Shouldn't. Yeah.
Thanks for bringing that up, Chris.
Yeah, I'm glad I brought that up.
Yeah.